to the Valspar Championship. It is my home event here in Tampa, Florida. Or if you want to get a little bit more specific, Palm Haba, as I'd say it from where I'm from, in Rhode Island. I'm a transplant down here in Florida, and I've been here for 4 years. I've been going to Valspar for 6 years, as my parents, they retired too, basically Innsbruck, where this tournament is held. I mean, I can hit a driver from their back patio onto the third tee. Now, granted, there's, you know, a gas station and a road in between, but it is really only about 300, 320 yards. Certainly with all that stuff in between, if I got it on the road, I'd be able to get it there. Some of my drives can get over 300, so certainly doable. Now, this is going to be the PGA DFS top five values for the Valspar Championship. Of course, if you're looking for some of my more anecdotal evidence, you know, I've walked the course more like 50 times probably over these last 5 or 6 years. So I feel like it's my home course, even though, you know, I've played it four times. I've played it each of the last 4 years. Buy a ticket, and there's a special ticket. When you buy a ticket, you get to come back and play the course. Anyways, neither here nor there. If you want more of that type of anecdotal type of information and chat, check out the First Cut article. Of course, free live on Osmo.com. Just click Osmo.com/PGA, and it'll take you right where you need to go. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe to these videos so you get my inside information, especially this week for the Valspar. All right, let's go ahead and jump right in to the values. I'll go over briefly last week. The upside was great. I had Brant Snedeker and Keith Mitchell as the absolute best value in the slate, or on the slate, I should say. They came in the top five. I think they came in third. Kokrak and Perez, I mentioned they'd be high-owned, but again, great values. They were. My other three didn't make the cut. Sungjae and Byung Hun Ahn never really got started. Matthew Neesmith and Chase Seifert didn't play good enough on day one. And Michael Thompson and Will Gordon, they had everything going for them until they tripled one of the last holes. An alternate shot. And of course, in foursomes format or alternate shot, that'll crush you. So let's go ahead and jump into this year's top five values, or this week's, not this year's, this week's top five values for the Valspar. And I'm going to start off with a guy all the way at the right-hand side. I got to be honest, I'm not exactly sure where this guy's going to end up, but I got to talk about him. It's Sam Horsfield. Now, we haven't seen him on the PGA Tour, I don't think at all, or very, very little, but his recent form is pretty ridiculous. It's a fourth last week out there at the La Canera, out in the Canary Islands, I think they're called, or somewhere in Spain. Let's put it that way. I don't, maybe they're not the same thing, but still an island off the coast of Spain. Came in fourth, before that 15th, before that third, before that eighth. So it's been four straight starts of just really great golf for Horsfield. He's priced at 7,400. Could actually even be in the sleeper thing, because I highly doubt many gamers are going to go there, but the form is undeniable, and we know that coming over from the European Tour, the golfers don't typically like to play just bomb and putt courses. Valspar here at Innsbruck, the Copperhead course, it is not a bomb and putt course, so that should fit Sam Horsfield's game a little bit this week. Okay, my second value is going to be Chase Seifert, $6,600 for him. This will be his first trip here to Innsbruck, but I think he's got the game for it. And if you want to go to Matthew Neesmith, I would suggest that you just play Seifert, who's $500 cheaper. Again, I think Neesmith is a pretty good candidate this week. But when looking in terms of value, I think they're in similar type of form and similar type of players. So I'd rather go with a cheaper guy, especially in my value pick. So Chase Seifert, $6,600. Let's look at his strokes gained ranks. And of course, I skipped that for Horsfield because he does not have any for the PGA Tour, which is what we cover. Of course, he has it for the European Tour. Feel free to go check it out over there. But for Chase Seifert, 103rd off the tee, 56 on the approach, 139 around the green, and 116 putting. And understand that I say this, we're looking for a well-rounded game here at Copperhead Course. Now, I know 139 around the green is not something we'd like, but as you can see, he doesn't really stand out necessarily in any category. And that's okay here at Innsbruck. We want a guy that's well-rounded, that doesn't have to rely on one part of his game, because if he does, it's a recipe for failure here at Copperhead. Okay, Lanto Griffin, he'll be making his first trip as well to Copperhead. And for me, if it's your first time there, this isn't like Augusta. There aren't that many angles. There aren't many ups and downs. The golf course is right in front of you. Now, granted, it's tree-lined and such, but there aren't any real quirks that I'd have to say, hey, this guy's got to play it at least twice before I think they can play good. I don't think that's the case here. And certainly with Lanto Griffin this year, he's been great. Now, we missed the cut last week with Joel Damon, but before that, it had been a great stretch of golf. Let's check in as to the reason why and look at his strokes gained this year. And 116 off the tee for him, that's pretty good. He doesn't hit it a long way. 21st off the approach, Maybe that would be a good reason. And then when you add in 16th with the putter, that is a great combination. Struggles around the green, though. So if he does miss these greens here this week, which he will, they are some of the hardest to hit. He will have to improve that part of his game, Lanto Griffin. So look for him, though. I expect him easily to sneak through the cut. Maybe I shouldn't say easily and sneak at the same time, but I do expect him to play all 4 days. $7,400 is a good price for him as well. All right, last two guys have had some varying success on this golf course. And I'm going to start with a guy, Keegan Bradley. It was at this golf course, and I believe it was 5 years ago, that the term Keegan, or going full Keegan, actually came up. He had the first round lead here at the Valspar and then went on to miss the cut after a terrible Friday round. So just take note of that. Play him in your Thursday showdown lineups. But still, Keegan Bradley is coming in playing some great golf. Came in fourth last week, but before that was playing really good. Obviously, going out and being able to shoot a really good score. Any golfer can do it on any course. But if I had to pick a couple of courses for Keegan Bradley to play on each and every week, it would be here at Innisbrook, or at least Innisbrook would be one of them. It does require an all-around game. And besides his putter, that's kind of what Keegan's got. 37th off the tee, 7th on the approach, and 60th around the green. Obviously, he's almost dead last in putting, 201st, or else he'd win a lot more than he does, or at least have a lot more top 10s. But anyways, at 7,900, I don't think you can go wrong with Keegan Bradley this week. Of course, the last 2 years here have not been great. Missed cut in 31st, but still, I think that big finish here is looming. Now, speaking of big finish, if you want a big finish for here on this golf course, well, Jason Kograk, he's going to be able to give that to you, or he has given that to you, I should say. In fact, it was just over 2 years ago where the run or the emergence of Jason Kograk started. Came in second place, lost obviously to Paul Casey, who was the two-time defending champion. But since then, Kograk has gone on to win and come in the top 10 so many more times. And at 8,700, given the fact that it wasn't just the second 2 years ago, but how about the eighth 3 years ago, kind of shows that he has a good game for this course, which makes sense. Let's check in on his strokes gained. He's inside of the top one. Well, we'll say top 100 on three of four. He struggled around the green this year, but typically he's a little bit better. 23rd off the tee, 82nd on the approach, 151 around the green, and 8th putting this year. Now, that may regress a little bit as time marches on, but still, he's coming in with good form. You know, him and Pat Perez didn't have a great Sunday. They came in 21st in the event, but still, a decent start. I like the course history. I like the course fit more so. I'm glad to see the results have followed, but it does seem like a great fit for Jason Kograk, who hasn't typically relied on his putting in the past, but has been a great ball striker, and with winning scores in the low teens or high single digits, that is perfect for a guy like Kograk, like Bradley, like the two-time defending champion Paul Casey. So, okay, let's go ahead and go 5-1 real quick. Sam Horsfield, Chase Seifert, Lanto Griffin, Keegan Bradley, Jason Kograk. There's your top five values for the Valspar Championship. Of course, come back tomorrow. Well, I'm doing this at about 1 o'clock on Monday. Come back tomorrow, Tuesday, where I'll be getting out the fades and the sleepers for the Valspar Championship. So until then, everybody, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.